Okay. This is Ava. You're listening to Revadio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio, 8:02 in the morning. It's kind of a nice day out so far. I only walked like 5 minutes, so I'm not quite sure. I also haven't checked the weather, which like maybe I should have done, but oh well. Okay, today's theme, we're going to do electronic music of, well, early electronic music, I guess. We're going to listen to some Wendy Carlos. She was like, I think she was the one that did Switched on Bach, which was like a revolutionary electronic album. Oh, I'm now realizing I should add some, what is it, Japanese something orchestra to the old stuff. Okay, yeah. Anyways, Wendy Carlos, trans woman, beautiful music and lots of pioneerage. And we'll also listen to some Mort Garson, because how could you not? But yeah, he did music for plants. I don't quite know why it was for plants. Also, I need to get something off my chest later about Zizek, the philosopher, if anyone knows who. Yeah, anyways. And then we'll get into some Arca and Sophie for, like, new electronic music. Yeah, fun fact, I wore, like, this shirt on, like, Monday last week or something. Maybe it was, like, 2 weeks ago, I don't know. And it looks very, like, sci-fi-ish, like, cyber world-ish. And my friend was like, that looks like your music taste. I was like, okay. And then my other friend told me I look like a Power Ranger, which was also cool. So, like, I don't know. Yeah. I wore it a lot to high school, I guess. Even though it said misbehave, and it was, like, a little weird to wear to, like, a preppy school. I don't know. Whatever. So we're going to listen to the main title song from The Shining, which is by Wendy Carlos. And then a fun little song called Blowjob, which is whacked. That's my new favorite word, whacked, whacked out, whatever. Yeah, let's listen.
Oh. Welcome.
That was, wow, I should just look at my laptop. That was main title, The Shining by Wendy Carlos and also Rachel Elkind. Next up we have Blowjob by Bruce Hack.
Who did the job?
Yes. So that was Blowjob by Bruce Hack. And next we have, it's all in Japanese, so I can't read it, but it's a song by Yellow Magic Orchestra, who essentially did what Switched on Bach did. Switched on Bach was an electronic album made by Wendy Carlos, which just like used synthesizers to make, recompose, I don't know what the correct term is, Amadeus Mozart's, no, Bach. What is his name? Johann Bach's, one of Johann Bach's albums, or do they have albums? I don't know. I don't know a lot about classical music, and I don't know enough about this topic to know enough about Bach, if you know what I mean. Yeah, so Switched on Bach. Haven't listened to it. Have listened to Yellow Magic Orchestra. And I think this is the song that I like from that album. I like two or three songs from that album. Some of them are, a little whacked. They are, too synthy. It sounds a little fake or like a video game. Well, I guess it's, I don't know if fake is the right term. It sounds too much like a video game, really. Like my brother playing Animal Crossing. So we'll see if this one is the one that I like. Yeah. We'll be right back. That was Yellow Magic Orchestra. I realized I never said that Yellow Magic Orchestra is like all electronic, like the Japanese version of Switched on Bach. Why is this getting so history lesson-y? I don't know. Oh, now we're listening to Air. Hold on, let me pause it. Yeah, we're gonna listen to Air. Air is fantastic. They were in the Sofia Coppola movie. Which one was it? The Virgin Suicides. With their song Playground Love. Actually, I think they composed the entire thing. Or what is it? Yeah, when you compose for a movie. I think they composed the entire movie. They're a great band. We're going to listen to a song that I haven't listened to. And then maybe if we have time, I think we will have time, we'll listen to Sexy Boy, and then I'll talk about Slavoj? I don't know how to pronounce his first name. Slavoj Žižek, the philosopher, who also... Actually, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's just listen to Air, and then maybe I'll do a PSA. I don't know. Feeling generous. No, I will. I will. I definitely will. So I realized I forgot to introduce the song title, but if you were wondering what the vague whispering was, it was Kelly Watch the Stars, which I guess is the Moog cookbook remix of the Air song called Kelly Watch the Stars. I don't know. That was my first time listening to the entire thing. I really liked it. Moog, by the way, is a type of synthesizer. It's Moog and Sennheiser. Those are the two main dudes in terms of synthesizers, at least early on. I think maybe we're talking about the 80s. Yeah, I think we're talking about the 80s. Sounds right. Yeah. So, before we hop into Sexy Boy and then talking about Slavoj Žižek, which I think is a very appropriate transition, we're going to split our Air double feature. I don't know if with music it's called a double feature. I don't know what it's called, but in movies it's called double feature. Also in movies it's just like more, it's more of a thing because you're committing to way more time. Actually like 60 times more time. But anyways, we're going to read the PSA. The title of this PSA is Numbers to Think About. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. Yeah. That was a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Another good visualizer for that is Eastern State Penitentiary in Western State. Eastern State Penitentiary in Pennsylvania. They have, like, a really good, like, I guess, 3D graph of the, like, numbers of America incarceration rates versus, like, other countries. Yeah. It's kind of insane. And then when you realize so much of our population is behind bars and, like, who's not voting? Are they all really criminals? I don't know. I remember Biden talked about, like, getting people who were incarcerated for possession charges of marijuana out of prisons. But I'm not, like, politically aware enough to know if that actually happened. If I had to venture a guess, I would say no. Not totally, at least. But yeah, I don't know. There's progress being made. It's just, like, incredibly slow. And also, it's completely embarrassing that the United States has such a high incarceration rate. It's a little insane. Anyways, fun topic, Sexy Boy by Air. We'll be right back. Oh, my mic wasn't on. That was Sexy Boy by Air. I have more to say. Prison Industrial Complex, bad. But in school, high school, we had this talk by Clint Smith, who wrote the book How the Word Is Passed. I really want to read it, but I haven't read it yet. But this was before he had published the book. It was like on its way. He told us, Prison Industrial Complex, we know that, what's it called? The prison system in America is essentially like the new slavery system, prevents people from voting, yada, yada, yada. Unfair towards marginalized people, consistently unfair to marginalized people. So anyway, a fact that's like really on the nose for that is a very, very large, I believe, private prison. That's another thing, private prisons. Private prison exists on what was once a slave plantation, an enslaved people plantation. I don't know the correct terminology now for it. I think it's like enslaved people, or enslaved peoples. That's the end of what I'm saying. I'm not really saying anything new, but okay, Slavoj Žižek. I am not pronouncing his name right. Essentially, Abercrombie and Fitch in 2003, they were still in their era of taking like very sexy images of probably early 20s people, models, then marketing it to younger kids. And so this is their back to school. They took images for their back to school, or photos rather, for their back to school catalog, which was just half-naked people, essentially, lounging around in, like, California-esque spaces. And then they sent those photos to modern philosopher Žižek. And this is what he like, wrote the copy for these ads, or for this catalog. And he knew it was a back-to-school catalog, and he took these sexy images, and he wrote some witty remarks on the top of them. Okay, so you should look these up, because visually... visual aid helps, you know. Anyways, the first one is, back to school thus means forget the stupid, spontaneous pleasures of summer, sports, of reading books, watching movies, and listening to music. Pull yourself together and learn sex. That one is particularly funny and on the nose. Another one, this one is about being perceived. It is obvious that the couple in front of the window are fantasizing that someone is observing them through the window. They need that gaze in order to be in love. They perform their love for that gaze. I feel like there are weirder ones. Ha ha ha. There's one about math teachers that I can't find. I'm looking at the Google images, by the way. This one is funny, because he refers to sex as the act. The naked couple without a spectacled teacher would be reduced to too clumsy ignorance, unable to perform the act. Wow, wow, wow. This one I actually find interesting. It's like of a half-naked, maybe fully naked man with a cross tattoo, lounging on like a checkerboard couch. It says, the object of desire is hidden behind the thigh, but the true cause of desire is the tattooed cross on the arm. It is not clear that we really make love with signs, not with bodies. This is why one has to go to school to learn sex. Anyways, I think those are really funny. It doesn't sound super funny as I'm like speaking them alone on the radio, but that's okay. Okay, next we have a song called Analog Dialogue by Jean-Jacques Paré and David Shazam. I haven't listened to this song. I listened to the very beginning, and it sounded really cool, so we're going to listen to it. It's going to be fun, I promise. Hopefully. I don't know if I should promise that. Yeah, that was for sure the weirdest song I've listened to in a while. I enjoyed it. It was just weird. I enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it too. I hope you enjoy weird music that, like, isn't always pleasurable to listen to, but pleasurable in, like, a smooth way. That was, like, pleasurable in, like, oh, this is cool, this is weird way. Next up, we're starting to get into more contemporary electronic music. We're gonna listen to some Sophie, some Arca, pioneers. Trans women have really been pioneers in electronic music, like really, truly, solidly pioneers. We're listening to the lovely Sophie, Vizy, and then Bip. And then we'll see how many Arca songs we can get through. I don't know how much time we have left. Hopefully we get to Reverie, which is the last one I've put on. which is my favorite Arca song that you should listen to independently if we don't finish it. Yeah.
If that's what you wanna do, if that's what you wanna do, do, do. If you want to make them scream, look at me. It's simple, we'll make it easily. If you need that something but don't know what it is, shake, shake, shake it up and make it fizz. You've got to twist your body, twirl it all around, make it pop and sizzle, now squish it on the ground. If you need that something but don't know what it is, shake, shake, shake it up and make it fizz. We can go crazy in the pop, crazy in the pop, crazy in the pop, if that's what you wanna do. We can go crazy in the pop, crazy in the pop, crazy in the pop, if that's what you wanna do, do. If that's what you wanna do, if that's what you wanna do, do, do. You squish it in your hand, make it pop, red and white, tomato soup can. If you need that something, and that's really what you want, shake, shake, shake it up and make it fizz. You've got to stir that mixture, make it grippy thick, let it drip all over, now give the spoon a lick. If you need that something, and that's really what you want, shake, shake, shake it up and make it fizz. We can go crazy in the pop, crazy in the pop, crazy in the pop, if that's what you wanna do. We can go crazy in the pop, crazy in the pop, crazy in the pop, if that's what you wanna do.
We can jump up. Shake it up and make it fizz.
I can make you feel. If you stay, do 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 do. you want to. Like you want to.
That was Bip by Sophie, and next up we have Tiro by Arca, off of Kick 2. Great album. As we near the end of our programming, I feel like it's a good time to mention that this is Revadio, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, more Arca is next. I don't know if we'll be able to get through both songs, probably just one. Luna Yena by Arca.
Ooh.